And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend, not being afraid even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. It's Friday! Yay! And it's time for Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day. We begin with a classic. Many of us are familiar with the book, Everything I Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. While it may not be spiritually profound, it is practically wonderful. We're going to explore the origin of this book, which can be traced back to Isaiah chapter 1. It may seem simplistic, but that's exactly what we need. Next, the following devotional diamond of the day is quite heavy. In fact, it's too heavy. It's just too heavy. It's not about the saying, he ain't heavy, he's my brother. It's about the burdens we carry, often unnecessarily. It's good to share each other's burdens, but I'm referring to the burdens we bear due to the lack of our obedience. Ah, we dive into how to find deliverance from these unnecessary weights on our shoulders. Ooh, that's a good idea. And finally, of all the teachings that I've taught, okay, and there's a lot of them, the one I'm going to share today could be one of the most challenging, and I am not kidding. We will examine the various types of professing Christians that exist on this planet. So thus far, and not in a complete or exhaustive list, I have identified 6 types of professing Christians. That means that 5 of them are invalid, and only 1 is valid. We will examine where these 5 types come from, their purpose and focus, and then on the one type of Christian that is God-ordained, Jesus-blessed, and Holy Spirit-anointed. Yes, 5 out of 6 are misguided. We need to align with the right one so we can be right with the one.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelation, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Now remember, it's not professional radio, it's just radio, so relax. But we are asking you, what do you think? So you can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show, right now, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us, yeah, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. And when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like heading into the weekend.
Hello. Thank you, David. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, my friend. We're going to give a shout out to our very own Deborah, the world's greatest trivia guesser that we have ever had on the show, for taking the time to purchase the staff here some pizza.
Yes, thank you, Deborah.
Thank you, Deborah, for doing that. So she got us some pizza. Yay! So we're going to be indulging in that a little bit. And yes, people are like, well, aren't you on a diet? I've been on my diet, by the way, for 14 months. I have technically lost 59 pounds. 59.
Wow.
Almost to my
Congratulations.
Goal. Yeah. But today will be one of those. I'll have to pick up with that something on Monday. Day.
Well, it's fine. It's Friday.
Yeah,
it's, we're heading into the weekend. It's pizza time.
Exactly. Yeah. Friday's post-show. I'm like, that's all. Whatever I want. All right. So thank you, Deborah, for that. We did want to let people know that there are reasons that you can call, text, or email us during the show. The reasons are simple. Maybe you've got a praise report. We want you to share it. It's a great audience. People really appreciate hearing things that the Lord's doing. You don't have to worry about how you share it. That doesn't mean a thing. It's only the Lord that takes whatever is shared and makes it powerful in a person's life. You don't do it. I don't do it. Don't worry about it. Let the Lord do it. That's what he does. He takes it between the person's mouth and the other person's ears and does something powerful way beyond us. So if you got something to share, do it. If you got a prayer request, let's pray. Let's ask the Lord. Let's seek his help. He loves us. We're supposed to cast our care unto him because he cares for us. That's part of the process. Let's do it together. Additionally, maybe you've got a bad joke. I know I've got a couple of them just sitting behind me over here. They're actually in my bad joke pile. They're so bad. Dan, we'll also do some history and stuff like that and some Bible trivia. If you guys don't get this. Now, the three after this are tough, but this one's not so tough. Jacob and Esau were twin brothers. Who was their father and mother? And don't say ping and pong. That's not going to work. Jacob and Esau were twin brothers. Who were their father and their mother? The answer, Genesis 25:19. 25:19. If you think you know the answer, by the way, you can reach out to us, because I did find my sheet of paper that has the phone number. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770 if you want to answer the trivia question. Jacob and Esau were twin brothers. Who was their father and their mother? Genesis 25:19. Also, you can text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That is david@hemustincrease.org. Remember, he must increase, all one thing. Okay, comes from John 3:30. He must increase, I must decrease. Thank you very much. That is the trivia question. I do want people, and I'm going to ask you real quickly, and I don't know if she knows. She probably doesn't know that I'm doing this, actually. I'll just tell you. So, as most of you are aware, for those that are not, just bear with us as we do a little bit of quick family business. Noelle and I have relocated as of 2 weeks ago today. We are closer to the station, which makes my life so substantially better. I just want to say, it's not that where we live was bad. It was awesome, and we love living there. It's just a really, really, really long drive, really, really, really taxing, really, really draining. And so this has just been a huge blessing for us to make the change. In the meantime, Noelle transferred from one store in Tom Thumb to another store, and in the store that she's at, she is like the way most seasoned person in regards to Mother's Day at Tom Thumb. So they are utilizing her services, abilities, knowledge, and time. And as you know, Mother's Day is on Sunday. So today, tomorrow, and Sunday, my wonderful, wonderful, bestest friend ever, ever, ever is going to be working a bazillion, krazillion, trazillion hours, even though she's not the manager. Because they still need her help. So please just pray for Noelle, just to have strength. She's got to work till 10 tonight. She's got to work, you know, a long shift tomorrow and then an extremely long shift on Sunday. But she's there for that, and she loves helping. And so just pray for Noelle to just have sustaining strength. Okay? There. Just making it that simple. All right? There. Now, our trivia question. We have somebody on the line. I'm going to repeat it, and then we'll bring them on. The trivia question, Jacob and Esau were twin brothers. Who were their father and mother? Genesis 25:19 is your reference point. We have somebody on the line. Let's bring them through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing very good.
Very good. I'm glad to hear you are doing very good. All right. Are you ready for this? I got to set it up. I know you know, but you know how we got to do it. Here we go. Jacob and Esau were twin brothers. Who were their father and mother?
Isaac and Rebecca.
Isaac and Rebecca. Isaac and Rebecca is correct, but no. As usual, you are superbly correct, my brother. Superbly. How are things? What are things going on? Are you doing okay? Things good? Prayer?
Yeah, earlier part of the show, you were talking about the eschatology and the people in Texas that they can't wait. And then you use the analogy of Matrix. So, you know, in a Matrix, like if Morpheus presented two different tablets, red and blue. So I'm going to add into it. He presented two different pills, red and blue. And I'm going to add into it the chill pill. So people need to take a chill pill and this. Just relax.
Oh,
and Lord's gonna come when he's gonna come.
That's right, Evan. You know what? You're not gonna take a chill pill. You know what we tell people? You have to love this. You will love this. You know you need to take some medicine. What kind of medicine? A goss pill. So just relax. You know, it's just like calm down. chill pill. You get a 10 on that one. That's a really good one. I'm giving you all the props in the world. Just relax. You know he's coming. Just be ready. That's the goal. That's the goal. Excellent.
But I know he's not coming today. That's for sure.
We'll see. That's my answer is yes.
Well, the reason is because I have a solid biblical reason to back up with that.
Okay.
Because there are some prophecies hasn't fulfilled yet.
Yeah.
So on that ground, I would say it's not going to happen today.
But my response, because I love you, is the day's not over.
Okay, at the moment, it's not coming.
I just thought I'd point that out to you. The day's not over.
Okay, right. No, thank you. Thank you for the correction, and I'd receive it.
Excellent
hey,
call,
do you know, hey, go ahead. Do you know how many people it takes in a Mormon household to change the light bulb?
Uh-oh. Now, this is not my territory. This is college territory. How many people?
Five.
Okay.
Husband to change the bulb and four wives needs to give him the direction.
That's bad. Okay. All right. Jacob loved it. Okay. Here, I got one for you. Do you know how many psychologists it takes to change a light bulb? One, but only if the light bulb really wants to change. Okay. Anyway. All right, my brother. I love you. Good job.
Love you. Hey, I'm praying for our sister, Cynthia and Sharon, like the Lord just put it in my heart.
Yeah, keep praying for Shannon and Cynthia. You keep doing that, okay? That's great.
Yes, and I believe that they're going to get healed. Maybe not the way we want to see the healing, but in God's way, they are healed.
Yes, excellent. And we need that. And we need everybody in the audience following that Samson's example of praying that way. That's really important because that's what makes a difference. Prayer makes the difference. So, excellent, bro.
I just remember I need to ask a prayer request. Yes, just pray. There is one thing is very dear and near to my heart for my wife.
Okay.
And I know I don't have those resources. So just pray that God will just provide those resources to me so I could be a blessing to her.
Yep. Do you want to do it right now? Let's do it right now.
Sure, sir.
Let's pray. Sure. Father, we come before you and lift up Samson to you, and we lift up his wife, and they need resources to get some things fixed, to get some healing done, to get some medical procedures, some things taken care of. And, Lord, they're not the only ones. We have people in this audience right now that need some financial help. They need some resources that will help them in a circumstance that is getting away from them. And we are asking you, Lord, not just to be the source, but the resource in all of these circumstances. You can take nothing and make it something. You can take little and multiply. And that's what we're asking you to do, to provide for the needs and the situations that your kids are in. And we look to you. And instead of complaining, Lord, we lift up before you, just like Jesus is our example in the Word, and we say thank you for what we have, and then we ask you to multiply it. Multiply it, and we just entrust ourselves to you and your faithfulness, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. And a happy Mother's Day to your lovely bride, okay?
Thank you, brother. Same to you.
Okay.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, DNA, ready for DNA? We go right to we don't have any time to waste. We're so far behind right now, it's not even funny. Here we go, D, draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
I don't want to hear any, there's nobody that can give me, oh, I don't have time. Yes, you do. Well, I need to get 15 minutes less sleep. I don't care. Do you have time? You can make time. Maybe read internet news articles 15 minutes less. How about that? Ooh, that was a zinger. Zing! Spend time with the Lord. Private, separated time with the Lord. That's number one. Draw closer to the Lord daily. D. N. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never, 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 never. Wait. Never, 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 never. Let me say it again. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Ever. What does the world have to offer you? Nothing except ridicule. They don't have a heaven. They have nothing but ridicule. Don't buy it. And then that's the end. So D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. So I'm reading in Ephesians chapter 4 today, and it talks about those that have stolen are supposed to steal no more, but work with their hands, and then take what they've gotten and use that to help other people. So it's actually quite fascinating in the Ephesians text, because what it's saying is it's taking a person from the exact farthest worst point they could be in, they're stealing, and then it's saying, you know what, stop stealing, instead work, okay? Well, now they're working, so, you know, I gotta work, I gotta make it happen, right, and then in the very same verse it says, and work so that you can give to others. The reason that I bring that up is not for us to get money from you guys. It's for you guys to give to other people, to give to other brothers and sisters of your time, your treasure, your talent. Whatever it is the Lord asks you to do, be ready to serve. And if the Lord wants you to serve somebody who's not in the family, you be ready to serve. You just be ready to serve, because Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. And that's why you do it, because Jesus set the example. D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. A, always be ready to serve. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
The fat portions from the firstborn of his flock. He gives, listen, Abel gives the best of what he has from the first of what he has. The fat portions from the firstborn. So let's understand what that really means. That means that from the blessings and the bounties, he gives in the beginning the best that he's gotten, and he gives that to God. While in Cain's situation, it wasn't that he wasn't offering flocks. That's ridiculous. People work soil. People work flocks. You give God the best of what you've got from whatever you're doing. And Cain brought some of the fruits. The difference in Cain's description and Abel's description is that Cain brought some, while Abel brought the best of the firstborn. One of them brought leftovers. One of them brought the best over. You understand that difference? One was leftover. One was the best over. Now I'm going to take you from that text, we're just flying through this, to Revelation 3. So we go from Genesis 4 to Revelation 3, covering 66 books in 2 minutes. To the angel of the church at Laodicea write, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful, the true witness, the ruler of God's creations. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one. So because you are lukewarm, neither cold or hot, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. Yes, the Greek word is throw up. Upchuck should be the actual word there. But Jesus said, I'm gonna go bleh. I'm going to throw you up. What do you mean? Because in their commitment to the Lord, they were wishy-washy. We went through a whole political season on flip-flopping and all this other stuff. It's like, great. That stuff's so old, it's not even funny. This church at Laodicea cannot make the decision to go best. Maybe not best. Sometimes the best. Maybe not always the best. Maybe some of the worst. Maybe some leftovers. Maybe none of that. Maybe we'll figure it out. We're just going to... That's a wishy-washy commitment to the Lord. And Jesus is so... so nice about it. He goes, I'm going to throw up you. It's like, what? Cain brings some. The church at Laodicea, yeah, whatever. God is not a bill that you pay afterwards. God is not somebody that you give on the back end of once you've gone through everything, this is what I have left over.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face up.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas, where we're already halfway through the show. I just don't get it. All right, here you go. Here's your next trivia question. Who replaced Judas as the 12th apostle? Acts chapter 1, verse 15 through 26. Who replaced Judas as the 12th apostle? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. Props to Cordelia and Joyanne for getting the pow-pow. You can also text 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, David, at hemustincrease.org. Once again, I'll just ask it again. Who replaced Judas as the 12th apostle? Acts chapter 1, verse 15 through 26. That is your trivia question. In the meantime, I do have two really funny jokes. So I just don't know if you're ready. Hey, it's Friday. I get to do jokes. Leave me alone. Okay, here we go. By the way, Aunt Deb's answer was not somebody. She's like, not this person. Like, that's very funny. All right, here we go. Now, this is attorney jokes, okay? So they have they're more than one line. So we got to tell Jacob, you got to listen to the whole thing. Okay, here we go.
All right, got it.
All right, so the attorney, they're in a courtroom. What is your age? Asked the defense attorney. And remember, ma'am, you're under oath. 29 years and some months, he answered. How many months did you say? The lawyer interrogated. In a barely audible voice, she replied,
310.
310. All right, that's not bad. All right, this one a little funnier, but a little more direct. I have good news and bad news for you, the defense attorney told his client. I'll tell you the bad news first. The blood test came back, and your DNA is an exact match with what was found in the crime scene, and you are guilty. Oh, no, cried the client. What's the good news? Your cholesterol is only 156. That's pretty good. Your cholesterol's only 156. Come on, that's funny. All right, here we go. Let's do it. I'll make it really simple. Who replaced Judas as the 12th apostle? Acts chapter 1, verse 15 through 26. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Or send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 4. Not going to do the kindergarten rules one yet, but Isaiah chapter 1, verse 4. And here we go. O sinful nation. Actually, it goes like this. O sinful nation, people weighed down with iniquity. Yikes. Hey, I know that you are forgiven if you are a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, and if you have acknowledged Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you have surrendered to the testimony of the Father, asked Jesus in your heart by faith, tried to walk in the steps and in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, I know your sins are forgiven. But in James, it makes it very clear that we're to confess our sins for one another and pray for one another that we might be healed. Why is that? And that is simply this, and people should stop trying to dodge it. Sin has a negative impact in our lives. And from an eternal perspective, you might be squeaky clean. From a practical perspective, if you are struggling in sin, if you're keeping sin around, it's weighing you down. If you think in your heart and in your mind, it feels like I'm walking and I've got weights attached to my legs. Of course, it can be various trials, but you also need to make sure that you're not keeping an activity connected to sin. So when it says weighed down, that Hebrew word, listen, it's really kind of fascinating. It has to do with anxieties and pressures, fears and uncertainties. Ooh. And the sin that could be weighing you down could actually be the sin of worrying, the sin of fretting, the sin of anticipation that the darkness is coming kind of mentality. It can be those. It could also be straight out ungodly behavior, things that we do that we know, that's wrong, I shouldn't do that. Now, does that mean you're going to go to hell? No. But it does mean you're weighing yourself down if you're stuck in that. So I'm just going to give you the most simplistic formula. I didn't invent it. Nobody else invented it. It's nobody else's brilliance except for God's. Psalm 32, 3 through 5. When I kept silent about my sin, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was drained away as with the fever heat of summer. I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I did not hide. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Sometimes it's just a matter of coming before the Lord and just saying, help me in this. I'm not doing as good as I could. I'm not doing what I should be doing. Or I'm not where I need to be. Or I'm not where I can tell you want me to be. And I need help. And I confess that. The reason it's important to confess it is because that's a humility before the Lord. And the Lord looks upon the humble and helps. That's a lot different than going, well, yeah, I do this wrong, Lord, but you know what? I'm entitled. No, you're not. You're not entitled to anything. In fact, the first sin you ever committed entitled you to be zapped out of existence for all of existence. That was your entitlement, that God could judge you any way he wanted. He could have thrown you into hell on that moment alone. But if you bring it before the Lord and say, look, here it is, and it's wrong, and I need help. If you're getting weighed down because you're going through the trials, that part is, there's an understandability, except we're supposed to cast our care unto him because he cares for us. So you should still bring that to the Lord and say, I can't carry this. You carry this. I'm letting go of this. But there's another element that I'm talking about, and that's when sin, an active sin, weighs us down. It beats us. And we need to recognize that breaking the power of that sin is acknowledging that before the Lord, confessing it, and bringing it to the Lord and asking for help, because that's what he wants of his kids, okay? All right, go to the trivia question. The trivia question, who replaced Judas as the 12th apostle? Your answer was in Acts 1, 15 through 26, and that is Matthias. Matthias was the replacement for Judas. We'll take our break, then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at year end indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can, right here on KAAM.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Mail it to the station. Just attention, David Spoon. He Must Increase Ministry. I should have been saying that for like the last year. I forgot. That's that Steve Martin line when he says, well, you haven't paid taxes in 10 years. He said, this is a joke here, dude. He'd go, well, I forgot.
that's a good one.
I should use that with my wife. You didn't take the garbage out. I forgot. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Get ready for a tougher trivia question coming your way. Here you go. The first two disciples selected by Jesus were brothers. Who were they? Mark chapter 1, verse 16. That'll tell you right off the bat. Mark chapter 1, verse 16. The first two selected by Jesus. The first two were brothers. Who were they? Mark chapter 1, verse 16. If you think you know the answer. Well, you can give us a call, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. And additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. It is here that we send you up to the site. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, my new book's up there. If you want it, get it. If you can't afford it, tell us, send an email right on the same site as a place to contact us. I will buy it for you. I'm not kidding at all. It's in audio, it's in ebook format, and it's in print. And it's somewhere between $1.99 and $6.95 or something like that. Not a problem. If you haven't heard much about it, it's called The Faith That Pleases God. And the only thing it's designed to do is encourage your faith in the Lord, pointing you to the Lord and to his word. That's the goal. Bottom line is there's a bunch of other stuff on there that's really kind of cool. I mean, pretty cool stuff. Plus, a place to give. We hope you think about that. Check it all out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Can't touch this. Touch this.
I love that. That's like my fave. I don't care. I just, you know, I mean, all the ones are really funny and the new ones are great, but that one just got that, you know, ding, 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 ding. I don't know. What is it?
The like, circus one, and then I do like the, was it the Jolly Green Giant?
Jolly Green Giant's hilarious. I think they're very, very, very funny. So you've done an excellent job on that, by the way. All right, but once on the trivia, we'll go into history, and then I'm making an executive decision and changing directions in the show, and I don't know why you'd think I'd do anything different, so... Just follow along. It's easier that way. Your trivia question. Where is the trivia question? Oh, the first two disciples selected by Jesus were brothers. Who were they? Mark chapter 1, verse 16. That is your trivia question. You can call 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, David. HeMustIncrease.org. Let's do a brief moment of history.
Let's go living in the past. Let's go living in the past.
All right, so there's some cool stuff to let you know for those that do not know. On this day, but it was a Sunday, but it was in 1908. Was actually the first Mother's Day that was observed of all time in this country. Now, when they say all time, they don't know. How do you know that? How do you know nobody ever honored Mother's Day before?
Right,
that's
right.
Like, come on, you don't know that. But I think that's important. 1908, Mother's Day is observed for the first time. 1954. This is only funny because, and I mentioned this before, because Noelle and I, we watch certain shows, but then, you know, you got to want to watch. You don't want to watch one dark thing after another. That's not just good for your brain, okay? I don't have any problem. I mean, we like mysteries. We like all that stuff like everybody else. But don't just watch that. So we watch goofy things like Happy Days. Why? Because it's stupid and it's fun. We watch Batman and Robin from the 60s. Why? Because it's hilarious. Anyway, 1954 on this day, Rock Around the Clock was released. Huh. It's the first, listen to this. The first rock and roll record to reach number one on the charts.
Oh, wow. That's
cool. How about
cool.
that? So a lot of people don't know that. Also, and I think everybody can appreciate this, and you should just say yes and amen, although my wife disagrees. Today is National Shrimp Day, and I love shrimp.
What type of shrimp do you like? Grilled, fried?
Okay, so I like the garlic. I like any kind of the garlic butter in the shrimp kind of thing. I love that. But growing up in the home I did, we did a lot of shrimp cocktail. And shrimp cocktail, so for us, that was like a Sunday staple.
Right.
So that and brisket, and then corned beef, and then matzo ball soup, and then latkes. Actually, I could just keep going and
just name them off the rest of the show.
Boy, I am really hungry now. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to the food.
Well, we do have pizza.
Yep, we're going to be eating pizza. So, okay. So, all right. So, your trivia question, then we go into this teaching. I've decided I'm going to teach something from Pastor Ray. I just think it's appropriate. Your trivia question, though. The first two disciples selected by Jesus were brothers. Who were they? Right? One had multiple names. That should help you. Mark 1:16. That should help you. 972-445-0770. Or you can text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. This teaching, DDD, so to speak, is from Pastor Ray. Now, remember, Pastor Ray went on to be with the Lord in January of 2022. Still, he's blessing people. Still on earth blessing people, which I think is cool. But he doesn't care because he's dancing on streets of gold. And yes, I'm a little jealous. This is what this one's called. It's called Allow Him to Pick You Up. That should get attention from everybody. Allow Him to pick you up. He will feed His flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with His arm. He will carry them in His bosom and gently lead those who are with young. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11. This is what Pastor Ray writes. This passage is one of my favorite images and descriptions of Jesus, our good shepherd, and how He cares for His flock. When a lamb breaks a leg or suffers an injury, the shepherd will reach down, gently pick up the lamb, and lay it across his shoulders and around his neck. He holds the front legs in one hand and the back legs with the other, one near his heart and the other near his head. Then the shepherd walks with the lamb, carrying its hurting, tired little body. You might be feeling broken or bruised right about now. Family issues loom over different holidays and throughout the year, and people get sick from being tired and from being under pressure. You're trying your hardest to do your best, but the seasons are full of high expectations. And you want to make it the best, and you want to make it cheerful for people. You want to have your life be a blessing to others. This is what Pastor Ray writes. Let me encourage you to let this be a season where you take a deep breath and you pace yourself. Allow Jesus to humble himself, bend down, and pick you up and carry you across his broad shoulders. Allow yourself time to rest in him. Worship him. Find strength in him. Find peace in him. Find joy in him as we celebrate him. Remember, our deliverance came in the form of a baby born in Bethlehem. The kingdom of God invaded the earth with healings and miracles, deliverance, salvation, sacrifice, resurrection, and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But never forget him as the loving shepherd who will tend to your wounds and gently carry you. So there are times where we think of the Lord and we know he's at the right hand of the Father interceding for us, so he's always active on our behalf. And there are times we think of him as that picture in Revelation when he manifests himself to John, who, by the way, was technically his best friend, but showed him the awesomeness in glory, which is only a part of that, only a part that John could see. And we think of Jesus in these other elevated elements, but there's an important picture that he painted for us, calling himself the Good Shepherd. And a shepherd takes care of the sheep. So let me just make it as plain and simple as possible. You are one of the sheep. He is the shepherd. There is a right time to stop and say, Lord, just carry me. And he knows when that is. It's in real life, a little harder for a shepherd to grab a sheep that keeps running away. So instead of running away from your shepherd and my shepherd, maybe we should do a little bit more running to and a little more kneeling at the feet of and recognize that he's offering to carry us. And there are times we just need to be carried. And that's okay. He knows that. That's why he's committed to us. He's the good shepherd. Because he loves us as his sheep. Okay? All right. All right, on the trivia question, the first two disciples selected by Jesus were brothers. Who were they? They were, in fact, Simon and Andrew, technically the first two disciples. Yes, you can say Peter and Andrew. That would be just fine. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with CalPunch sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to CalPunchSites.com/dad. That's CalPunchSites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? CalPunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's CalPunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. CalPunchSites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon experience?
Now, if anybody gets offended at this, I apologize that you have no sense of humor. Okay. Like that? That's a good line. Bam, bam. All right, here's the first one. A pastor was leaving his area and was saying farewell to his congregation at the church door for the last time. He shook the hand of an elderly lady as she walked out. She said, "Your successor won't be as good as you." "Well, nonsense," said the pastor in a flattered tone. "No, really," said the old lady. "I've been here under 5 different ministers, and each new one has been worse than the last." Ouch! Ouch! But this is the one that's going to offend people, which is irony, right? Because that's more offensive than this is, and this is just too... And if you guys get offended at this, I, you know, take a week off the show. But it seems there was a minister who had just all of his remaining teeth pulled and new dentures were being made. The first Sunday, he only preached 10 minutes. The second Sunday, he preached 20 minutes. But the third Sunday, he preached an hour and 25 minutes. When asked about this by some of the congregation, he responded this way. "The first Sunday, my gums were so sore it hurt to talk. The second Sunday, my dentures were hurting a lot. The third Sunday, I accidentally grabbed my wife's dentures and I couldn't stop talking." Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We have somebody on the line. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Dr. David. This is Joy Ann.
Hi, Joy Ann.
I love it.
Hi. How are you?
Three times this week I get to talk to you. Thank you so much. What a blessing. Do you have time for a quick praise? It's a story about a free, beautiful gift of a dryer.
Yes.
And may I ask you?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. No, share it. I want to hear it.
Okay. Well, back in 2020, late 2020, when COVID was in full swing and our family had been dealing with it, Cordelia and I had moved into a new rental house, and the appliances were meager. We didn't even have a washer or a dryer, but the Lord provided miraculously. And one time I was in Lowe's and I prayed. I said, "Lord, first of all, we needed a washer desperately. And I said, Lord, I'm willing to take something with dings and scratches in the clearance section, but just something, you know, to help us have clean clothes, especially because we were bringing our special needs sister home. She'd been sick with COVID. And not only did I find a washer on clearance, it was, maybe a third off. But when I shared my story with a showroom girl, she cut it down to half of what that washing machine cost. And then I told that beautiful miracle story to my friends from church, a beautiful couple. Their names are Jim and Michelle. They have helped us so much. And they said, "Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to use our stimulus COVID money to buy you a dryer." And we have had the most wonderful dryer and washing machine these past few years. So that's from our Lord Jesus.
That is so incredible. Now, that's just You got a washer and dryer for half the price of a washer.
Correct. Yes.
I gotta hang out with you more. That's it. I gotta hang out with you more often.
Okay. But anyway, we're praying for your dryer situation. Lord, please give David and Noelle a new dryer or a working dryer.
I will take a working dryer. I mean, I told Noelle, I said we can put them in the clothes in the microwave, but that might not be a good idea.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, y'all are too busy for that. Listen, and happy Mother's Day to Noelle and everybody out there. We love and bless you. And thank you for praying for my friend Shannon, and of course we're praying for Cynthia. And Shannon's mom just passed away, a beautiful Christian woman. So this will be Shannon's first Mother's Day without her mama. So
gotcha.
Thank you, Samson, if you're still listening, for highlighting that. Okay, love y'all. Carry on. Have a wonderful weekend.
Right.
Thank you, Dr. David.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, excellent job, excellent praise report. Now we got about 6 minutes left, which is plenty of time. One more trivia question and a very short teach. Here's your trivia question. You guys should get this. By the way, good phone call. Very, very good phone call. It's encouraging to hear. See the Lord bless them with a dryer. Yes, I received that. All right, here we go. Ready? The 12 gates of the New Jerusalem are made of what? Revelation 21:21. The 12 gates of the New Jerusalem are made of what? What? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. So, the 12 gates of the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21, are made of what? And your specific reference, Revelation 21:21. If you think you know, we got about 5 minutes left in the show, actually 4 minutes and 40 seconds. You'll have to, you know, be quick about it, but you're welcome to call or text to tell me what those gates are made of. Thank you. Here's your very last little teaching, Isaiah chapter it's chapter 1, verse 16, the end of verse 16 and the beginning of verse 17. So just in case you don't know how that works, when you're reading scripture, you'll notice that sometimes if it's a longer scripture, it's broken up into segments. And how they'll do that for teaching purposes and for study purposes is if it's got like three or four segments in it, they'll call it 16A, 16B, 16C, 16D, and then 17A, 17B, 17C, so you can know how that works, okay? So Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16D and 17A. A are what I'm going to be teaching on. Pretty straightforward, makes quite a bit of sense. And here's what it is. Ready? Okay. Everything I needed to learn, I learned in kindergarten. And everything that came from that book came out of Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16D through 17A. And the title of this DD is called Kindergarten Rules. And here it is. Ready? It's really easy. Ready? 16D, stop doing evil. 17A, learn to do what is good. Okay. There are only two components to this teaching. And I know you want it to be elaborate and really deep and philosophical, but it ain't. And one of the things that people should remember is there is a simplicity in Christianity. The complexity comes from people. And the simplicity of Christianity is along these lines right here. And these are the same rules that are used in kindergarten, everything I learned, I needed to know I learned in kindergarten. Here it is. Stop doing evil. Learn to do what is good. You have to stop doing evil because it's in our nature to do evil. And you have to learn, go past that, to do what is good. Stop doing bad things. Do good things. Watch this. I'll make it really easy. Stop doing bad, do good. Okay, bad, no, no, no. Good, yes, yes, yes. Get that? Okay, I'm just making sure you got that. All right, somebody's ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Don.
How you doing, Don? You got a minute and a half, my brother, to answer the trivia question. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go, my brother. Keeping it easy, the 12 gates of the New Jerusalem are made of what?
Pearl.
That is correct, Amanda! That is 100% right, and I don't have any idea how the Lord made 12 gates out of pearls, but I'm going to go, it probably wasn't the way it gets done on Earth. That's all I'm going to say.
That's pretty unbelievable right there, but well, I tell you what, it's going to be there.
That's right, and boy, are those going to be nice, and it's like, yeah, the whole place is going to be nice, right? Excellent
yes,
job, my brother.
Have a great weekend, brother.
All right, you too. We love you, brother. Great job.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Don doing it exactly the way it needed to be done. Comes in, gives the answers, gives a blessing, hits the road. Nice job. Nice work. Okay. So we got a minute left, and I just want to pray over everybody for this weekend. Okay? So we're going to close it out with prayer. So just, you don't bow your head if you're driving, but listen, here we go. Father, we come before you right now, and I just want to thank you for every person that you've allowed me to engage with. And I'm just asking, Lord God, that this weekend, this next couple of days, whether they have work or not, that you would bless them with a blessing from you, and they would know it's from you. Bless your people. Your people love you, Lord, and they've been so good to me, and I can't thank you enough for them. Bless your people. Encourage them, strengthen them, bless them. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. 70 and one half hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.